T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Doc Show with Jesse's, and Chase Rice coming to the area, actually doing a concert. He's going to be doing it at the Circle Drive-In in Dixon City Friday, October 9th. But Chase is with us right now, and how you doing?
Oh, I'm good. I'm just packing up to head out to Montana to Elk Hunt and shoot my bow, so I'm good today.
You're one of the few artists who have actually been busy during this pandemic because you haven't stopped touring.
Yeah, we've been doing, I don't know if you can call it a tour, I guess. We've just kind of been taking shows here and there. Honestly, I was trying to keep my band and crew employed as long as I possibly could, so picking up shows here and there helps. And also, live music has kind of made my career up to this point, so I love getting out playing, and I get bored as hell sitting at home. So
what are you seeing in the crowd, though? I mean, you know, obviously the stories are everybody wearing masks and things like that. Are people wearing or no?
No, not for the most part. There was a couple shows in the beginning where people started gathering up front and nobody knows how to deal with it. People started blaming me. I'm like, I'm just here to do a show, y'all.
Yeah, you were a big deal. You ended up on TMZ.
Yeah, I guess if you're on TMZ, it's probably never a great thing, but I mean, if I'm gonna get in trouble for doing music, I'll take that all day long because I love doing music and I'm not gonna apologize for it. I love what I do. Since then, we started seeing people staying with the trucks that they come with and all that. I think what we all got to understand right now is that's not fun for me, that's not fun for y'all,
right?
Mm-hmm. But it is what it is right now, and yeah, they're not wearing masks because they're coming with the people they came with. It's funny, you see everybody wearing masks on TV during reports and interviews and stuff. It's like, dude, you're outside, you're 10 feet away from whoever you're with, or you're in the NBA bubble or whatever it is. It's like, it's clearly being spoken about how there's none of this down there.
Yeah.
Why are you wearing a mask? And I think it's just all for show, but, you know, People are dramatic and that is what it is.
Well, say everything gets back to normal 2021. Now, all these shows that got canceled by all the artists this year, are you guys going to have to work twice as hard and double up and do more concerts to make up for lost time, lost revenue?
Yeah, absolutely. Financially, the music business has been hammered. And I do think there's going to be a lot of things that change permanently. And I don't know what those are going to be. I've been able to look at my financial stuff lately and just been like, oh, that was dumb. I don't know why we were doing that in the first place. Let's fix that, because there's a lot of people that take pieces out of the pie. And a lot of people out there think that we're artists, we're loaded, we can do whatever we want. That's not the case. Some of the people that have sold out arenas and stadiums for 10 years, I'm sure they're fine. But I've been hit hard. Guys like me and my, I guess, generation of artists have been hit hard. But I feel even worse for the guys that are just starting. Now, Travis Denning just had his very first number one and he can't even really get out and play it.
Good point. Has it changed any of, like, for example, do you still do a meet and greet before or after the show, or is all that stuff on hold for now?
No, it's on hold. We haven't done any of that. I miss the live show aspect of it the most. Yeah, you look out and can't hardly see anybody, you can't hardly hear anybody.
Have you done a lot of these drive-in type shows?
I've done 4 or 5 of them, and I'm not going to sit here and be politically correct. They're not near as fun as regular shows. These are what they are for now, but we're going to do live shows next year. We're going to do full band shows. We're going to do people gathering how they want to gather as more facts continue to come out that this thing is not near as deadly as a lot of other stuff that we do deal with. You know, my dad died of a heart attack. That doesn't mean we go shut down all the fast food joints across the entire country.
Right.
Let's get back to work. Let's give the American people the choice, and that's where I stand.
What are you looking forward to most when we get back, though, normal? You know, outside of music, outside of performing, what's the one thing you feel you can't really do right now that you want to do?
I'm really just looking forward to being able to actually wake up every day with a purpose. You wake up right now and it's like, man, after so long, I can only go write so many songs. I can only go, I don't know, wake up and work out. And then who knows? You struggle to find your purpose when you can't do what you've been doing for 8-9 years. And I think the greatest part about that is it does force you to figure yourself out. And I'm good with that. If this had happened 6-7 years ago, I'd have been in a lot of trouble, but mentally, I'm in a much better place now than I was then. There's going to be a lot of good that comes out of this. I know that. I don't know how, but it will.
You've been talking about that recently, opening up about some mental health struggles and finding help. Can you touch on that a little bit? Because I don't think men are as open about mental health struggles as women are.
No, probably not, because we try to be tougher than we really are. For me, it was a lot of depression. I mean, it's even started creeping back in lately. I'm like, wait a minute. I know exactly what this is. So you just got to kind of admit it, face it, and go do some stuff that makes you happy. For me, it was moving to Nashville and the party scene and getting hammered every single night. That's chemically going to mess you up. But then all of a sudden, there's probably a reason that you're doing that. For me, it was my dad. My dad died when I was 22 years old. I was covering it up by trying to write songs about it, but you can only write so many songs before there's something else and something bigger that you got to deal with. So I went through a lot of that, and I'm grateful for it, because I remember somebody telling me, they said, if you didn't have Torn right now, you'd probably fall off the rails. And that was 6 years ago. And they're right, because this year's crept up. And thank God I dealt with it then, because if I hadn't dealt with it then, I'd be dealing with it now with nothing to do and no reason to wake up every day. Right. And that would be a lot of trouble.
It's got
to
be horrible knowing, you know, your dad passing away when you were that young. You still didn't hit it super big until after that. And I bet you would have been thrilled to see, you know, your dad's reaction to watch what you've become.
Yeah, I'd have probably been giving him some phone calls. I never texted him, is the funny part. I never got one text from him, because he didn't do that. And it was kind of new back then. So I'd have to be calling him, and I'd be like, Dad, I love you, but stop coming to so many damn shows. Like, come on, Dad. You're part of the tour. Everybody knows you. Yeah. It would be humorous to see how many shows he would get, because he supported me and my brother more than he had to. And I actually hesitate to say that, because I think every dad should show up for their kids. But he did it with the best of them. I'll say that. He was never not there. He would do the same for music. He'd be proud of what's happening. Mm-hmm. He'd be shaking his head at a lot of things that I've done in the past.
Yeah.
But he'd also understand it, because it's like, Dad, I'm your son. But yeah, it's cool to see my mom be able to come to a bunch of shows. I haven't seen her near as much this year, because we haven't been doing as many shows. And when it's all the beginning, obviously, you don't want to just, my mom's in her 60s. You don't want to go take a huge chance and hang out with her. But now she even said, she was like, if you don't come see me because of this madness going on right now, I don't know. She would not be happy.
You know, Chase, every mom's a great cook. What's the best thing your mom ever made?
It was pretty classic, but it was just chicken, mashed potatoes, and mac and cheese. She makes amazing spaghetti. I'm going to see her next week in Montana. She's going to be there actually while I'm fishing for a couple days. That's the key piece for me, is if you're somebody in a profession, whatever profession that is, where it's just off right now. It's tough for a lot of people, but at the end of the day, you got to just learn from it, be tough through it, and you'll come out the other side. And that's what I'm focusing on. And, you know, I'm going to do some stuff with my band here on virtually. I've been writing a lot. I'm going to write here in about 30 minutes and just stay on it, because it's going to be a renaissance period for music here in the next 2 years.
Well, Chase, we are so excited to see you at the Circle Drive-In October 9th. And of course, tickets are still available for that show.
Yeah, I'm excited to get up there. I think last time I was there, it was snowing, so I didn't really get to see anybody. I didn't really to hang out that much.
Maybe snowing this time. I don't
think it'll be snowing, will it?
Hope not.
October 9th, maybe.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, it's happened. And you be safe. Enjoy Montana.
Yeah, I look forward to seeing you guys. I look forward to mainly just playing everybody up there. It's not ideal for any of us, but hey, at least we get to play music. I'm ready to get up there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.